You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
I was watching, and mainly because it's all the rage right now, elephants, right? And National Geographic has these programs out about elephants. They're pretty good. You know, I mean, they're actually good. They a lot of walking. They do a lot of walking. My wife's like, why do they do this? Well, maybe they're designed that way because they eat a lot of vegetation. So if they stayed in one spot, they would just defoliate a place, I guess, you know. I mean, they're very powerful animals and very sensory animals, and they live in community, you know, with families and stuff like that. So that's kind of neat. That's one thing that I learned. And they do travel, and they need a lot of water. So they travel to go get water. But you realize their power when they push over a tree. One of them will push a tree over so he can get the leaves off. It's like, okay. You know, and their size, well, one of the biggest in this one particular, I guess it's a herd, maybe, or family, I don't know, stood 11 feet high at the shoulders. Wow, I was thinking about that all night. I said, man, you know, so, I mean, and they can be quite destructive. They didn't go into that, but I've heard people say that, you know, when they come through, there's quite a number in the family there. But the one thing that you should know is that trunk of theirs, that's the end all right there. That's their whole sensory stuff right there. Does a lot of work. Amazing. Weighs like 400 pounds, the elephant's trunk. I don't know how many thousand sensors it has in it, but I understand they can pick up a grain of rice with their trunk, and that is pretty remarkable, is it not? Yeah, that's quite amazing.
Mm-hmm. The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The Sound of Life.
So a man sprinted past the elite athletes at the start of the London Marathon. He actually led the race. It was a memorable 10 seconds. And to those of you who run, maybe you've been in that situation before, you know. And as the Apostle Paul said, we're running a race, right? Absolutely. He said run in a way to get the prize, not to lead for 10 seconds. And we're really in a marathon, most of us, right? We know that. We feel that. Wow. You know. And he said, you know, people that run in the games, because that was one of the big things in their culture, in ours as well. They run to get a prize, right? But they get a crown that will not last. We get a crown that will last forever.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
Here's a cool idea for high school graduation started by an athlete in Florida who is known as the GOAT around his school. And you may know where I'm going with this, but I think it is catching on with the high school senior class of 2023, and that is bring a goat to the prom, okay? Jamarcus would like you to bring him. No, he said he just brought it. It was just outside, and people take photographs with him, and they're kind of cool. They're cooler than you think, Grandma. Absolutely. So, I mean, he's kind of known as... No, he's not an athlete. That's right. He's kind of known as the GOAT when it comes to fashion and photography. So, that's one of the reasons, right? So, goats are all the rage now, of course, for cleaning up the yard and stuff. Might have to get a couple myself. But you know what's going to happen because they stress that the GOAT strictly stays outside. They rented a goat, by the way. So, if you've got goats, maybe you want to put that out there. Hey, class of 2023, rent my goat. So, but the goats have to stay outside, and you know what the next story is going to be, don't you? The next story is going to be the goat got inside.
You didn't see anything.
Oh, yeah.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show, the Sound of Life.
We always say when we have a fundraiser, we only do it for 3 days in the spring and 3 days in the fall there, and goes by pretty quick, doesn't it? We always say, well, God shows up in an amazing way. It's pretty interesting, and usually we kind of, we kind of go along, you know, taking calls and people giving online and stuff, regulars for day one and day two. And we started out day three. Jack and I and Heather did here, and we were about 50% of our goal, you know, and you were thinking, wow, okay. So this is going to be going to have to be a busy day if we're going to make our goal. Well, God had some plans, and he used a couple and a couple of dogs, their dogs, right? It's kind of cool sometimes if you have his and her dogs. Right. And Piper and I don't want to say Cody. Anyway, Piper gave a gift in the afternoon on the last day of the fundraiser, Thursday. And it was a nice gift. It was $1,100. And then Casey called and said, you know, I'm not going to be outdone. I gave $1,000 the day before. So we kind of had dueling givers right here. So it's kind of fun. I'll let you hear the Casey call. Right here, yes.
So I called in yesterday for a $1,000 donation, and my husband just called in disguising himself as our dog, who is Piper, but my husband is actually Ron, and he solved my donation and raised it $100. So he just donated $1,100. Well, I would like to tell my husband that I see his $1,100 donation, and I raised him another $400. So in addition to my $1,000 donation yesterday, I'd like to donate another $500, and let's see what he can do with that.
Yeah, it gets a little murky after that, because we were all like a little dizzy after that, and we had some dueling givers there. It turned out that cap it all off, I believe it was Casey who said, you know what? Let's just get this done. How about this? How much do you need? She asked the volunteer, how much do you need? And she said, it's like $9,675, something like that. She said, I'm going to give a dollar over that so you'll go over 100%. You'll make it, right? So then we're like, wow, okay, we got a couple hours left that you can call. And so our manager, Connie, went in and she looked up equipment needs because we've always got that. And so here it was, and you can give, and it'll go towards equipment, and you can still do that. That went over the $20,000 goal by double. And so it was, I always say this, and it's a very humbling opportunity for me. People thank me. You are certainly welcome. I do get out of bed early, but you're the reason why. And it's all for the glory of God, right? And I know to you, it's like, well, you got it made because you play all that great music and stuff. That is absolutely true. I do. You are right about that. I've got it's just like a peach cobbler. That's about as good as it is with a little vanilla ice cream on top. That's how my job is. It's pretty amazing. And I love you to death. And I appreciate you and want to encourage you every day. And you are making that possible. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
So, George Foreman is in the news because there's a movie out about him, biography about George Foreman. You realize there's an old generation, maybe you're one of them, that don't even realize that George Foreman at one time was a boxer, quite a good boxer, because of the George Foreman grill. Exactly. The transformation in him was so astounding that at one time, if it may still be there, but at one time, Harvard had a class that looked at the transformation, the image transformation of George Foreman as a boxer, from a boxer to a businessman. And he is, of course, well known as a pastor. Or is he? I don't know. He was on, I love the man because he is so honest. He was on an ESPN show one time being interviewed, and it started out like this.
Welcome back to Max on Boxing, and I'm joined, of course, by one of the greatest fighters who ever lived, the great George Foreman. Welcome to the show. Thanks.
Thank you. Happy to be with you.
So I love working with Roy Jones, and that was one of the great things about working at HBO, and Andre Ward, who I'm now working with here. But I was always sad that I missed the George Foreman era at HBO.
I had a lot of fun for 13 years. It turned out to be a job, so I said, I didn't want a job. That's why I went into boxing, so I wouldn't need a job.
I have a lot in common with that man right there, George Foreman. Pretty amazing. And, of course, he is, as I said, he is a pastor. He is a boxer turned pastor. Is that? Is reflecting on God's faithfulness throughout his storied life, sharing his wisdom with the next generation of believers. He said, you come to a point in your life and you realize the only important thing in your life is to be an evangelist. He's 74 now. He was telling a news agency about the movie as out, biographical film called Big George Foreman. And he says the many people who mentored and supported him serve as a focal point in the film. Even in the most turbulent times of his life, he knew God was present, but he had to undergo a series of difficulties before realizing just how desperate he was for a savior. He credited his mother's prayers with keeping him alive when he should have died. Quite a story about Mr. George Foreman. Never ceases to amaze me.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't stop drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and the walking and the words, putting into sentence, doing.
The Sound of Life.
Of course, regular listeners to In Touch, no doubt saddened to hear about the passing of Charles Stanley. His impact on lives and in lives of those who heard the clear teaching of the gospel throughout his messages, very evident. That wonderful messages over the years. We've carried him as long as I've been here. He was pastor at First Baptist Church in Atlanta, pastor emeritus recently. And a lot of his messages, I could tell, I thought, that's going back a ways. You know, like you hear Billy Graham, part of a Billy Graham message. It was early in the early years sometimes. So, Charles Stanley's going to continue on In Touch. Will be carried here at 11 on Sunday mornings. And they have special programming. Sunday was reflecting on the many years of his ministry. I think it's a fascinating program coming up this Sunday about all the people that he affected through his teaching with his radio ministry. Andy Stanley, who is a pastor in the same neighborhood as his father, will be bringing a special retrospective message to give a unique perspective into the man called Dad. That's this Sunday morning at 11. That ought to be absolutely fascinating. They had a difficult time as father and son there for a while, reconciled since then. Dr. Charles Stanley once said, this is one of his famous quotes, he said, God wants a relationship of joyful intimacy with you. And that relationship is God's highest priority for your life. And it will determine the impact of your life. Trust in God with all your heart. Draw near to him. And he'll work through you in an awesome and exciting way for all your days.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.